This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Carson Anderson Show here at 97.1 The Ticket. Taking your calls and your texts. Same number, 248-539-9797. All right, we're all getting excited that maybe baseball is getting close to a deal done so we can have a season that begins in middle to late July. Owners and the Players Association appear to have conceded a couple of things to get the ball rolling and get the talks continuing to moving in the right direction. That's positive news. Looks like the NBA has got a real a grasp on the situation of what we're at in the COVID world, trying to put players in a bubble, basically, in Orlando and get a season done that probably starts at the end of July. NHL is trying to do the same thing, looking for some hub cities so that they can finish their season and then get the playoffs started. That's cool. And then there's football. I've said all along, I think football goes on without a hitch. No issue there. I think that what they've done with the draft, saying COVID be damned, doesn't matter. We're still going to have our draft. Right move. They did that. I think they've acted appropriately in trying to take safety measures moving forward and before they reopen team facilities and all that. And you start thinking about the season. When's that going to start? When is training camp going to start? They're looking at maybe even coming earlier, but that has to be approved by the Players Association. Things seem to point in direction, at least for me, that yeah, they're gonna start, no problem. Maybe there won't be fans in the stands, but they'll get the season done. Kang has been more skeptical about that as time's gone on. And then there's this. This report that came out earlier today because Dr. Anthony Fauci was talking with Dr. Sanjay Gupta on CNN. And he kind of cast a dark cloud over the situation. King, what did Fauci say about this?
Dr. Anthony Fauci here. You like the Fauci, don't
I love
you?
The Fauci.
See, this actually, before I continue on with what Fauci said, I was talking to you during a break yesterday. When Doug was here, and you started cracking up. And I didn't know I was going to make you laugh with the Fauci impersonation, but I just did it. What I did was I did Brad Pitt doing Anthony Fauci.
Exactly.
If you saw Saturday Night Live, Brad Pitt did an impersonation of Fauci, and so I was just doing Brad Pitt doing Anthony Fauci.
Yes,
so
which, this is, you know. Which is funny. So it's the exaggerated New York accent.
It.
Yeah, no. So what did Fauci have to say?
Unless players are essentially in a bubble, insulated from the community, and they are tested nearly every day, it would be very hard to see how football is able to be played this fall. So basically, he's saying, unless you put, like, which the other, you know, Major League Baseball and basketball and even hockey are trying to do is put players and an entire league, essentially, in a bubble, Fauci doesn't see football being played this fall. And now, I know you and Mike Valeni think, like, hey, it's going to happen. There shouldn't be maybe a slight delay of anything, right? But it's going to happen, right? When Fauci comes out and says something like this, are you starting to back off a little bit and be like, what, you know, listen, everything's fluid with this because it's such a brand new virus that we don't know if there's a second wave or how the second wave will react to it or anything like that or a vaccine's going to be available. I don't know what to think anymore, personally. I have no idea. I don't even want to even bother trying to predict it.
I would think that if there's any pushback, it's from the players, not the owners. Like, the players would be the ones to say, look, we don't feel safe about how things are going, and we're not ready to come back. I don't think it's smart. But there are key words in his statement that I look at. When Fauci said, it would be very hard to see how football is able to be played on the field this fall. Say, it would be very hard. Doesn't say it's impossible. And then he followed it up with, if there's a second wave, which is certainly a possibility, and which would be complicated by the predictable flu season, football may not happen this year. So the other keyword there is if there's a second wave. We don't know if there's going to be a second wave, and we certainly can't predict the day that it's going to start of when that second wave could happen. And then if you start talking about a flu season, well, we've dealt with flu seasons forever.
Yeah, we know there's going to be another flu season.
I don't care.
Yes.
So I think that there are some key words in there that some people will latch on to look at doom and gloom, and others will be like, okay, hold on. This is, you know, what he's doing as a scientist is just presenting a possibility of things to be aware of. You could take it as a warning, or you can take it as just, hey, want you to be fully prepared of everything that can happen in the scope of what we're dealing with right now. And also keep in mind that if you're looking at October being a tough month, we've got all of July, all of August, all of September, half of June, 3.5 months until October 1st, where we can find out more information about this virus. Look where we are now, which is effectively, 3.5 months from when the first cases started to really arrive here in the United States. And some states are in great shape, some states are not in great shape, but I don't think the states that aren't in great shape now, it's not like they were in the shape that New York was or New Jersey was in dire straits when this whole thing started. So I'm confident that science is going to help guide the way here with ways to treat the virus, or maybe there's this fast track to a vaccine that can help people out as well. And that if a second wave comes, and who knows when it comes, if it comes in October or November or doesn't show up at all, again, by that point, I'm confident that since science is going to help us out. I'm not blindly looking at it in that way. I'm just confident about that. And I think this thing is something that we're going to have to deal with in a very fluid situation. You have to be willing to understand one day to the next, things can get shut down. Things can go in reverse, which would be really unfortunate. You're going to have to plan for a player here and there testing positive. It's going to happen. It's already happened. Apparently, Ezekiel Elliott has tested positive. Well, if this were the season, what would that mean for the team? Did Zeke would go into quarantine for a couple weeks? And everybody gets tested, and you find out how many players are infected, and you move from there. Every league's going to have to do that. The NBA is doing it. The NHL is doing it. Major League Baseball is doing it. There are people that are going to test positive. The question is, can they contain it when somebody tests positive? Because if it spreads, once people test positive, even if they're not showing symptoms, if somebody tests positive, they're going to be quarantined. So what's that threshold number at? We don't know what the threshold number at is for players before maybe the team gets shut down. Because I think that's a real possibility to have to plan for. Because if somebody gets it in the NBA, for instance, and the whole team is sequestered in a hotel, and they're sequestered in that hotel with five other teams, it can spread like that. And then next thing you know, there goes the top five teams in the NBA West, and now what? It's a real concern, but I don't think it's something that should be looked at as this giant dark cloud that's just going to be raining terror here. I think it's something just to be aware of and to keep an eye out for. And if you get to October and we don't have any treatments, if science hasn't done the job that we're hoping it will do, then it becomes a scary possibility, and you're hoping at that point that the second wave never shows up, or if it does, that the testing, at least that maybe the testing becomes much more reliable and even more readily available, where nobody's complaining that, hey, how come this business gets the testing kits and yet this part of the public sector doesn't? Because that really is what has to happen, right? The testing has to be available to everybody, at a moment's notice at some point. There's no shortage of swabs. There's no major delays in getting the test results that maybe in the next month, there's another test that's developed that you can find out in 5 minutes right there on site or less than if you've got the virus. I'm betting on science, and I'm hopeful that science comes through, but it may not, and this is why this I look at as just be aware, not necessarily as a serious warning. I look at it differently.
Got some texts from some of the stuff we've been talking about on the show today. As far as waiting in line is concerned, waiting in line for a haircut or waiting in line for the bottle return. Just got a haircut at Floyd's 99 in Troy. No wait. It's from Jeff and Troy. Gator, get a mullet haircut, or as Jim Rome would call it, the schlong cut. Later, sizzle chest. I'm not against a mullet. I've had a mullet in my life. It was a spectacular mullet that I was rocking my freshman year in college. Really, really a
I bet you amazing you weren't mullet. The only one in your group, or you knew other people. I mean, back then I think it wasn't like, oh no, look at that guy with the mullet. It was like, damn, look at that sweet mullet, right?
Yeah, I mean it was sweet. And I'm trying to think of my group back then.
Or was there only one mullet allowed per crew? I don't know.
We didn't have any restrictions on the mullet. A couple of my guys, my friends had like tight haircuts, you know, using the clippers. One of my friends definitely had a my buddy Ernie had a great looking mullet for a while, and then my friend Guy had a nice mullet for a while. That he also had. He doubled down. Not only did he have the mullet, but he had the lightning bolt earring.
Because
why not, man? Because why not?
Was he super quick? I mean, was he just struck by lightning at one point in his life?
It was lightning. It was sweet. It just looked sweet.
Was he? He had an electric personality.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. But mine was, mine was definitely good. I thought it was good to quite good, actually.
I'm telling you, they need to open up all hours of the day for the bottle returns. It's the only way we can get there, you know, get this thing done quickly and get back to normal, because otherwise we're going to have a ton of people still waiting to return their bottles, and when they do go, it's going to be these long lines.
Gary at work says it's got to be bottle return for me because I have the same hair as Doug Karsh. Well, so that means you can,
no hair, really.
Well, you know,
you can't grow out the bangs anymore.
No. So it means you just clip it up when you can. Kroger and Commerce has had a line consistently since the day it was announced it's okay to return every day.
I believe it.
I'm a vendor and no lines at all at a grocery store I went to today for bottle returns at Sean and White Lake. Sean's not telling you which store.
No, he is from White Lake, though.
Take that in mind. I got my hair cut the first day on Monday. The last haircut before was just before New Year's. Oof.
Wow. Half a year?
That's a long time, my man. That's a long, long time. Guys lucked out. My grocery store opened their bottle machines late last week. I returned mine on Sunday around 8 o'clock in the morning and waited maybe 15 minutes. That's pretty sweet. Then there's this. Evan sent this over and it said, quote, I'm pretty sure this is a wrong text.
I love wrong text.
They are great. Here's a wrong text. I swear it wasn't me that farted in the car this morning. That was all caps. Horrible.
So was this like, how many people were in this car?
I don't know. I don't know, carpool situation,
yeah,
or
was it
somebody
like
getting dropped off,
or
what?
Or?
I don't know, but that's whew. The thing is, if you're in a car with family or friends, right? That's usually how it works.
Just let them know. I mean,
somebody knows.
We're like, close enough.
Everybody
right?
starts smacking each other in the arm. We're like, dude, come on! And the person's giggling. That's the one that did it.
Oh, the giveaway is the giggle. Yeah,
absolutely.
You can't help but laugh.
Right,
and
frankly, if it's that horrible. If the stench is that bad, you kind of want to own it, don't you? Like, yeah, that was bad, wasn't it?
You start cracking up even more. The
right.
worse it is, the you can't hold that laugh in,
or you,
let
you
alone that fart.
Start to roll down the window just a little bit, and your smile gets bigger and bigger. Somebody says to you before you roll the window down, they just go, hey, man, sorry. Sorry, what do you mean sorry for? I'm just sorry.
And then 10 seconds later, dude! Why? Because farting is funny. It's always funny. Kang for president. His platform is 100% based on bottle returns. His slogan, open it up. Love it.
Open it up and return it for yes. 10 cents each. Right.
Could Major League Baseball allow expanded rosters, i.e. additional pitchers, to shorten a three-week training camp to two? Yeah, I think they could, but I don't know if they want to shorten the training camp necessarily. But I think expanded rosters are definitely going to be part of this. I would love it if they could shorten the training camp down to two. But here's the thing. The owners have to agree on the number of games, too. So even if the players give in and say, look, we'll play doubleheaders once a week. We don't care. We'll do that, and we got to get our 80-game schedule in. The owners are going to say no way. Sorry, we just don't have enough time logistically to figure things out. Or sorry, we have other concerns. That's not going to work. As much as I'd love for it to work that way, that's not what's going to happen. And the fewer games that are on the schedule, actually, the better the chances are that the Tigers might do something this year. They might have an opportunity. Because you never know what's going to happen. Injuries happen all the time. And the COVID can strike, and somebody could be put on quarantine. And let's hope that nobody's showing, gets sick. But if you test positive, you'd be quarantined. Donated bottles, appointment for hair at 11 o'clock tomorrow. No lines for either.
Very lucky for that person. That's good.
Doing a slow clap. I didn't feel like accelerating it. Easier to donate cans. Lots of worthy organizations looking for fundraisers from Stephen Canton. Yep, that's why I say I'd do it. And I'll figure out which charity I want to donate to, but it does two things. One, makes me feel better that I'm making the donation. And two, more importantly, I don't have to wait in line.
Hey, come take them off your hands, right?
Now, for some people, it could be a sizable donation.
Yeah.
I mean, we had somebody called in before. It said $200 worth of bottles and cans.
Yeah, maybe even $250. That's a ton of bottles.
They said six contractor bags filled with bottles and cans. It lives out in Harrison Township. Says, yeah, we go through a lot of beer and a lot of clams. So
what?
The seltzers, the white clams, white claws, whatever. And now that the weather's gotten nice, I imagine this past weekend there were quite a few cans added to the collection. This week, it's been fantastic this week for weather-wise. Another beautiful day out there today.
Got Father's Day coming up Sunday.
Yeah, might see some rain.
Yep.
But Saturday, that's supposed to.
Saturday instead.
It's going to be hot. Going to be hot, and I imagine people are going to be adding to that, definitely. I'm lucky my wife's a hairstylist, so plenty of haircuts, and neither of us drink soda or beer, so no returnables. Scott in Garden City. Wow. Look at you.
Easy peasy for him.
Yeah, that guy is a king right now. Guys, Doug is off. A new Chick-fil-A opened? Coincidence? Is that where he's at?
Wow, that's a good conspiracy theory.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is amazing, but I'm with you. Not hours long wait amazing. That's from Chris. The app is great.
If you ever go to like Somerset, for example, they have it in the food court, Somerset Mall in Troy, use the app. And I believe, I don't know if they still do this, but if you use the app, you get a free cookie too.
What?
Yep.
That's worth it.
So you
right
skip
there.
that line that wraps around the food court, and you go right to the front, you type in your code or whatever, and then they start working on your order for you.
Guys, can we please get more Kang doing Fauci? It's gold, Jerry. Gold from Mike in Ann Arbor. I mean, Fauci's ready to go at a moment's notice.
Dr. Anthony Fauci does not just dance when you tell him to dance.
He's got to have reason to get on the floor. I don't want anybody to die. At some point, we need to get on with our lives. Punishing 99% of the population, putting almost 60% of the country in a financial crisis, when just over half of 1% of the population has been diagnosed with this, with over 90% of the deaths coming from the elderly of people with medical issues. Whew, it's a lot to unpack there. When people bring things like this up, I often like to say things like this. It's not just a United States issue. This is a worldwide pandemic, okay? The country of China was shut down for months. It wasn't political. It was done for a reason. You look at Europe And what happened in places like Spain and Italy where the numbers were through the roof. And yeah, a lot of it was due to not protecting the elderly. But they weren't the only ones that were affected. When countries shut down, you have to look outside the United States and see, okay, are we doing this right? Other countries do it too. And a country like Germany that's been widely praised for keeping their numbers down, you know why? Because they shut things down. This isn't political. This is a worldwide issue that doesn't care if you're a Republican, doesn't care if you're a Democrat.
Doesn't care if football season's coming up or not.
Right. The COVID doesn't care about that woman in Lansing right now. Doesn't care. Also doesn't care about the President of the United States. Doesn't care. It can affect everyone. Now, yes, as we're learning more about this, we're learning that apparently there's a lot of asymptomatic people out there and people that get this, it won't affect them nearly as much as it can affect others. And that's great news. But you don't find that out until you do the testing. By the way, there's still been like 120,000 people in this country that have died from this in 3 months. In 3 months. So that's just our country. I don't like to hear people that say things like that because they just blow it off. Now, I think in time we're finding ways to do things safer. And it seems like the same people that bring this up are the same people that say, I don't want to wear a mask because I want to live my life. Well, I mean, you want to get the economy open back up. You want people going back to work and all that. There have to be guidelines that are put in place. And we'll get to a story here in a minute that just infuriates me. About this situation, how some people have reacted. I'm not going to say that it's not the majority, not even close to the majority, but it's a small group of people that continue to do things that it's head shaking, and it's so disappointing and frustrating for a lot of people. Here's an interesting take: give all the NFL players COVID right now. They're low risk and should be cured of it within 2 to 3 weeks and before training camp.
Is that from a text?
Yeah.
That's like they're treating it like the chicken pox when you're a little kid.
Right.
You ever get like if you have siblings and one of the siblings gets chicken pox, my parents did it. They're like, you're all getting together in a room until you guys all get it. Knock this out at once. Right here.
That's the herd mentality idea, right?
I get it, but the only issue is we don't really know a ton about COVID-19 yet. It's only exactly been around for like a few months or 6 months or whatever it is now. So I'll wait on that. I don't think players are going to be volunteering to do this, by the way.
Right. Some people have volunteered.
For the COVID-19.
You know, for the betterment of the world, people have decided to go ahead and get infected with COVID so that they can help develop antibodies and stuff like that.
Well, case studies and things like that, clinical, all that stuff. I get that. They want an entire league to do it?
Maybe not players, but yeah. It's an interesting thought.
Hey, all ideas, throw them at the board, right?
Yeah. Well, he says they're at low risk and should be cured of it within 2-3 weeks. Right. They're at low risk because they're in great shape, but it doesn't mean that they're at the lowest risk. The lowest risk people appear to be young children.
Are you saying young children need to play in the NFL for our entertainment?
That's exactly what I've said.
Just making sure.
Not even close.
That sounds like a bad idea, Anderson.
Thank you, Fauci. We will
conceivable.
We'll absolutely have football. Baseball, hockey, basketball, etc. are all manageable without a deal with social unrest and virus, but football is more important to more people than any of the rest of that combined. And then someone wants to know, is that Fauci or Pacino?
Kind of both. Here's the thing about football, and the texter is kind of right in a way. When football season comes around, the weather is not going to be as nice. Although a lot of us enjoy fall, it's going to start getting colder.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not going to be outside as much doing the summer activities, barbecues, things like that. And football is the number one sport in America. When people start missing their football, things could get real. You know what I mean? For a lot of people. Baseball, aging sport, whatever you want to call it. People have other things going on in the summer. Usually basketball and hockey are done by now, you know, things like that. But football, they start missing that, whether it's fantasy, gambling. You know, college football is going to be tough with schools trying to reopen with students. At least in the NFL, it's just the players. You can bubble them if you want or whatever you can do with that. With schools and students, the student body, the rest of the people that don't play football specifically, I mean, if this thing gets out of control on a campus,
this is kind of like where you're like, we'll give them the COVID.
Yeah.
Let them all stay in the dorms. They're quarantined together, like with your chickenpox theory.
Yeah.
That probably makes more sense with that. I mean, it does make sense altogether, but yeah.
So, I mean, I'm more hopeful for the NFL than I am for college football. College football, and we'll see what happens.
They're both businesses, but the NFL is all around a business. College football, they're student athletes, so they also affect whoever's around them. There is this, though, from Dr. Alan Sills, who is the NFL's chief medical officer, and he responded to comments today from Dr. Anthony Fauci. Now, listen, when we do things like this, we admit they're not all gems, right? But in light of that ticket texture that says, is that Fauci or Pacino? I'm going to try to do Pacino as Dr. Alan Sills. I have no idea what Dr. Alan Sills sounds like, but I thought maybe I'd try Pacino.
Dr. Fauci has identified the important health and safety issues we and the NFL Players Association, together with our joint medical advisors, are addressing to mitigate the health risk to players, coaches, and other essential personnel. We're developing a comprehensive and rapid result testing program and rigorous protocols that call for a shared responsibility from everyone inside our football ecosystem. Hoo-ah!
I was just going to say, you need that last part in there.
I just realized it's hard to continue doing a Pacino. Anyway, it goes on to say, this is based on the collective guidance of public health officials, including the White House Task Force, CDC, infectious disease experts, and other sports leagues. Make no mistake, this is no easy task. We will make adjustments as necessary to meet the public health environment as we prepare to play the 2020 season as scheduled with increased protocols and safety measures for all players, personnel, and attendees. We will be flexible and adaptable in this environment to adjust to the virus as needed. So the NFL is on top of it. They know what they're going to do, and it gets back to rapid result testing or rapid result testing. You got to test early, often, and be able to get the results quicker. That's what happens. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Also, same number to text if you'd like to text us. And I think the NFL has tried to stay ahead of this as much as possible because they knew they were getting, they were the first ones that came out and said, we're doing things as scheduled. We're still going to have our draft. And they got a lot of pushback on that. People said, it's bad optics for the league to do the draft and amid the pandemic, which I disagreed with 100%. I'm like, this is something that can absolutely be done socially distanced or whatever you want to do. And they did it. They did the draft remotely. Went off without a hitch. It was fine. That was back in April. So I think they've been thinking long and hard about protocols. And, yeah, they'll be working closely with guidelines and try to put the best plan in place. It all makes sense. I like this. And again, one of the reasons that I don't have much fear at all that the NFL will have a season. The only thing I think that could throw a monkey wrench into it is if things get worse with dealing with the COVID and the players don't feel safe. If that's the case, then it's going to get shut down. And if there is this second wave that comes and they're going to be really cautious about it, that can derail things as well. I mean, it's the disease that can derail things. I don't think this is something that's necessarily a dispute between the Players Association and the NFL. I think they're all kind of on board with this whole thing. But we'll see. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number, same number to text as well. And, also looking at what's going to happen with baseball. We haven't heard, it's been kind of quiet today. The news broke last night, actually yesterday, about 24 hours ago, that the league and Tony Clark, the head of the Players Association, the Rob Manfred from the league, Tony Clark, they met, they hammered out a couple of agreements that were huge in getting this thing moving again in the right direction. Both made concessions. the owners made the concession when they were coming off, and they'll say, fine, we'll give you 100% of the prorated salaries. And the Players Association said, fine, we won't sue you for violating the agreement that we had. So now you can move forward from there. The report was that the owners presented the players with a 60-game schedule. 60 games. Now, what that means is at full prorated salary, they get 37% of what their original salary was. It's a big-time pay cut. But it's a better deal than what the owners had constantly been pushing with every deal that they threw at the players. It was the same deal they had. It was just with different games attached to it, but it was the same percentage of the money, which was 33%. They've moved off that. They've moved up on it, in fact, by nearly 5%. I believe the number is 37.7%. So you're getting closer and closer to what the players want. But you have to give on the other side. So we'll see what the players come back with. And to this point, we haven't seen what the players are coming back with. But I would guess that the players are going to come back with a number that begins with a 7 in terms of total games. And the owners probably want something that begins with a 6 in terms of total games. So where is that going to fall into place? Will they end up settling at 65 games or 70 games? I'm not sure. The number at 65 games, that would ensure 40% of the player's original salary that they would get. If it goes to 70 games, that would be 43% of their original salary. And then, of course, they'd have to work out postseason pay and all that, because that's a big thing for the owners as well. The owners wanted more teams in the postseason because they can make more money at that point. Well, okay. Players gave into that. So there have been concessions on both sides, which is encouraging.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.